Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the BDA's podcast. I'm Dominic Wayne Jones, and with me is
Aaron Smith.
Yeah, getting in there a bit too early.
A bit too early for that one. Tis. Hope everyone's okay. Hope Happy New Year to everyone out there.
Indeed, Happy New Year. I hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas and New Year breaks and had lots of fun and didn't get ill or anything like that. Our office seems to have come down with quite the epidemic, so hopefully everybody else isn't in the same boat as us.
Yeah, that's why Dominic's there hosting this one and not me, because I'm probably going to start coughing any minute now.
Yeah, that'll be a delight for everybody to hear, no doubt. It's going to be a quick podcast today, and we're just going to quickly look back on 2012 and have a quick look forward to 2013 and give you a few taste of what's to come. But anyway, so looking back on 2012, it was quite a full year for us, and one of the big things was the fact that we celebrated 40 years of activity and campaigning, and we produced a series of books, didn't we, Aaron?
We did, yeah, because as Dom said, the 40th anniversary, to celebrate that, we created 10 books that have been contributed and have authors of many of our supporters and followers. So the 10 books we've got Dyslexia and Early Identification by Judith Stansfield. We have Dyslexia in Parents by Margaret Malpas, the BDA's chair. Tips for Adults, that was done by a number of people but edited by Oren Lean. We've got Dyslexia in Education, a Guide for Teaching Assistants by Sue. Dom's had to read a name for me.
Thurtle,
thank you. Dom should know this off by heart since he was the managing editor for all of the books.
I was indeed.
Yeah. We've got Maths, Learning Difficulty, Dyslexia and Dyscalculia by Dr. Steve Chin. Dyslexia and Co-occurring Difficulties by Professor John Stein. Dyslexia and Useful IT by edited by E.A. Draffen and the New Technologies Committee. Dyslexia, Language and Multilingualism, which was edited by Professor John Everett, with a lot of input from members of staff here at the BDA, including Jill Fernando and Liz Horobin, who worked on our Big Lottery project. We've got Dyslexia in the Workplace, which was by Margaret Malpas, and also the last one is Music and Other Performing Arts and Dyslexia by Sally
Daunt,
thank you very much.
Who is chair of our music committee.
Oh, yeah, you see that? There you go. I learn something new every day.
They're a fantastic set of books, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Now, you can get them from the BDA web store. So the web address for that is www.bdastore.org.uk. If you buy all 10 of them, you do get a slight discount on them, but they're all available online to buy now. Or you can give us a call and we can send you some forms that you can fill in and order them.
Indeed you can. So obviously last year it wasn't just about the 40th anniversary and our books. We also had a campaign running on initial teacher training. Now, for those of you who don't know, shame on you, but we started a petition in October of 2011.
That seems so long time
ago. It does seem a long time ago.
So we're in 2013.
So we started the petition in October 2011, calling on all teacher training course providers to have a mandatory section on dyslexia in their teacher training. Currently, it's not mandatory. Some course providers do give it, but not all. And it's leading to a very patchy knowledge base of dyslexia and other SBLD for newly qualified teachers. Obviously, this is a situation that is not helping with the early identification of dyslexia and other SBLD. So we were very keen to have this changed, and so we started our petition. It needed 100,000 signatures in order to trigger a debate within the House of Commons. Unfortunately, we didn't manage 100,000. We got to just shy of 20,000 signatures, which is still an absolutely fantastic achievement, and thank you very much to everyone who did sign the petition and shared it with their friends and family and got those people to sign as well. You know, so we didn't get to the 100,000, but we did get very close.
Yeah,
we did, however, you know, spark the debate, and there have been a number of instances of discussion within either the House of Commons and also in the Assembly in Wales about the provision of dyslexia in schools and the training of teachers, and it really has moved the debate forward. Obviously, with the Children and Families Bill going through the House of Commons later this year and as well the House of Lords, there is still lots of opportunity in order to change what is given, provided to by teachers. But, you know, so the work is not over, but, you know, that was a really good effort by everybody out there who signed and brought this situation to the fore. And we aren't going to let that go.
No, because we are actually, the thing we're gonna, I'm going to mention in a bit called Dyslexia on the Move, part of that project. I'm jumping ahead, of course.
Of course, yes. I mean, why did I write a running order?
I don't know, yeah. But I just thought I'd just mention very briefly that we will be talking, I will be talking a bit more about the ITT campaign. In that, carry on, Dominic. Sorry, I just remembered.
Okay, but yeah, so that was the ITT. But we obviously also had Dyslexia Awareness Week, which again was absolutely fantastically observed up and down the country. Schools, colleges, universities, all taking part. Individuals as well, workplaces, all sorts of people, all displaying posters, having discussions and assemblies and all this kind of thing, and talking about dyslexia in a new and interesting way, and sharing information, you know, so absolutely fantastic.
Was it right about 400 people downloaded the information off our website?
Yep, it was at least that, if not a bit higher. I'm not sure what the exact numbers were in the end, but hundreds of people downloaded our presentations and our posters, and we sent out all sorts of information to lots of different places up and down the country. So yeah, absolutely fantastic, and there's going to be a nice bit of it in Contact to write up. So look forward to your Contact in about a week or so, and you'll see some information in there.
If you don't get Contact, if you go to the BDA website, you just click on the membership link and you can join as a member there, and that's how you get the copy of our Contact magazine. It's part of your membership benefits. Sorry, Dom, you know me, I'm a bit of a salesman.
Oh, right? Yes, no. All I was going to say was thank you, Aaron, membership officer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, that was 2012. Lots of things going on, lots of people doing stuff. And 2013 looks set to be pretty similar. So I mean, looking ahead to 2013, the first thing I've written down, a slightly personal point of view, is the marathon. As regular listeners will know, I'm actually running the marathon on behalf of the BDA, and am quite scared. No, I have managed to give myself shin splints in training this last week, which wasn't very clever.
This is the thing I keep asking him every day. So how's the training going? And he told me today, I'm doing now 6 miles. I'm like, yeah, but isn't it 26 miles the marathon?
Yes. I still have significant way to go in order to finish my, but I'm not going to be running 26 miles in training. That would be silly, because I've never recovered from that. So
how are you going to recover from the marathon then?
Well, I'm going to book a few days off afterwards. I will not be in the day after the marathon, I can assure you of that. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing the marathon, and hopefully all of our other runners are. We managed to fill all of our slots just before Christmas, so we're really delighted to have 6 other people, so 7 in total, running the marathon for us this year, and all hopefully raising lots and lots of money. There'll be individual profile pages of everybody on our website in the Get Involved in Fundraising section. So if you want to learn more about our marathon runners and how you can support them, then you go onto our website at bdadyslexia.org.uk, go into the Get Involved in Fundraising section and have a look at them all on there. We also will be attending a few exhibitions won't we, Aaron?
Yeah, so this is another role of mine. We are, this year we're going to be, so far we've got 3 exhibitions we're going to be exhibiting at. The first one is actually one that we've actually been there 17 years now, and this is the Bet Show. Now, unfortunately, this year we won't be having our own stand due to other circumstances, but we have 4 of our organisational members have kindly offered us to have stands, parts of their stand over the time. So they are Microlink on the Wednesday, TextHelp on the Thursday, Insist on the Friday, and Claro on the Saturday. And so I'm going to read them again with the stand numbers. So on Wednesday we're going to be on Microlink, which is B110, that's 110. Thursday is going to be TextHelp, and that is C104. Friday's going to be Iansis, which is B130, and Saturday is Claro, which is C135, so 135. And there's also going to be a seminar done by Malcolm Lytton, who is one of our new technology committee members, and that's on the Bet Show. So you can find out more at thebetshow.com about that, or go to our website under the... it's under what section is it under? It's under training and events, or it's under membership as well. You can find it under exhibitions. So that's the Bet Show on, and the dates for that are that from the 30th of January to the 2nd of February, so at the end of the year, so it's moved, and it's now at XL.
End of the year?
End of the month, did I say? Did I say end of the year? End of the month.
Short year.
End of the month. What I'm wishing at. And then now we've got... we're going to go and do an exciting new exhibition this year. This is called Education Innovation. This is at Manchester Central. Most of you may know it as Manchester Arena or the IMEX Centre, I think that's what it's called. I'll have to double check that. But anyway, we are going to be there. It's a new show, as I said. We're going to be on stand A20, and that's also, there's going to be some extra things going on there that we're doing. So I'm really looking forward to that show. We've got on the Friday, Dr. Kate Saunders, our CEO, is doing a talk on dyslexia-friendly education. And also on the Saturday, you get to hear me talk about dyslexia and ICT. And the dates for that is the 8th and 9th of March. So if you come on the Saturday, don't forget to bring the cakes, because that's going to be my birthday that I'm working.
So,
it is. And then also the following week in March, we've got another exhibition we're doing, which is the Education Show, which is at the NEC. So that's the 14th to 16th of March. And that's going to be, we're going to be there. We haven't got our stand number yet. So what we'll do is keep your eye on the website, and we'll let you know in the next podcast. And probably what we will do is we will be doing some podcasts while we're there, and some information will go from it. So it's a really good, I'm really looking forward, and hopefully at the end of the year there'll be a few more exhibitions as well. But I think, Don, we've actually got some conferences coming up also.
We do have a couple of conferences coming up later in the next few weeks, in fact. The first one, 28th of February, so not too far away now. And it's focusing on dyscalculia, and that's going to be in London, in Notting Hill, on the 28th of February. It's an all-day conference, and we've got some great speakers lined up. We've got Steve Chin, who's always fascinating to listen to. We've got Brian Butterworth. We've also got Pete Jarrett and Jill Higginson, so some top quality speakers there. And like I say, that is on the 28th of February, so about 7 weeks away. Full information can be found in our conferences section on our website, and also information about how to attend and booking information and all that kind of stuff. So do have a quick look on our website to find out about that. And the other conference that we've got is on the 2nd of March, which is a Saturday. This, again, it's Central London. It's at the Oasis Centre, which is it's not too far away from Waterloo train station. So it's sort of that part of London. So very, very central. Now, this is a free event, as it's being organised primarily by the Dyslexia SBLD Trust. And we obviously, as one of the partner organisations, are involved in that. And it's aimed at parents and carers. So it's a very informative and instructive day, and so really interesting. There'll be workshops throughout the day. There will be presentations from a keynote speaker, which this time around is going to be Brian Lamb, who authored the recent Lamb report. So, he's going to be a very interesting day. And like I say, that's free, but you do need to register to attend. It's not just, you can't just turn up, unfortunately, because of the workshops. So again, if you go online to our website in the conferences section, there's the booking form on there. So you need to download that, fill it in and get it back to us either through the post or via email. All the contact information is also on there if you want to find out about any more information to do with that conference. So they're the two conferences we've got for this first part of the year. There'll be more later in the year, and as and when we get more information, we'll of course tell you.
Yeah. We've also got, we want people just to keep in their diaries, 2014.
Of course, yes.
I can't believe we're still
2014.
2014 is what we're talking about.
It's 7th of January, and we're already talking about 2014.
I can't believe that.
But yes, we have the International Conference, which is going to be 27th to the 29th of March, and For those of you that were at the last one, which was 2011, which feels a very long time ago as well, you'll know exactly what it is. But Aaron, you know, you were at the last one, so give people a flavour.
So basically the conference is, it is an academic conference. It has got researchers from all over the world actually come and give their symposiums, their workshops, their poster sessions, their keynotes around the research around dyslexia. I cannot remember the name of the title of this year's conference, but I know you do because you managed a website for it.
Thank you very much. It is...
You see, look, this is us on the cuff now. We've now... Just check on Google. There we go.
Creating impact through innovation. Thank you very much.
That's all right. It's always good when you bring up a website that tells you what it is. So as we said, it's on the 27th to the 29th of March 2014. Keep your eye on the BDA website and then also the International Conference website, because soon the abstracts will be open for people to submit, and also booking information will be out there soon. And also, if anyone that's listening to this that wants to exhibit or even sponsor the event, you can also contact me via the media email address that we'll talk to you at the end. So, but no, it's going to be an exciting year, I think.
Yep, and you know, like I say, already thinking about 2014. You know, but yeah, lots more happening later in the year. You know, there'll be obviously Dyslexia Awareness Week, there'll be more conferences, we'll be at more exhibitions, we'll be having our awards, you know, we'll be doing lots and lots of stuff, and obviously everybody out there will be doing lots and lots of stuff as well. So, you know, be all sorts of information being shared and talked about. One final thing we are just going to quickly mention, we can't go into too many details just yet, but we have a very interesting, exciting project that will be taking place throughout the year, and Aaron's going to give us a few details.
So basically, I mentioned it earlier, it's called Dyslexia on the Move. This is a project that's been funded by an organisation called the Qualcomm Foundation. They've supported this project and other sponsors as well. And basically, we're going to be going around the country to certain locations, giving information about dyslexia, and basically dispelling some myths about what dyslexia is and showing the positive side of dyslexia. And also, a part of that project will be empowering newly qualified teachers with initial teacher training on the awareness of dyslexia. So it's a really good project. It's something that myself and our CEO, Dr. Kate Saunders, will be working very closely on, and Dom will be spending most of his time writing press releases for me, I think.
Indeed.
So it's good.
Yeah, so thanks, Aaron. That's all sounds really exciting. Dyslexia on the Move will be really interesting. There's going to be some more information coming out next week and the weeks following that. So keep an eye out for our Facebook and our Twitter accounts and our website and that kind of stuff, because we'll be putting all the information on there. And so lots and lots to... look forward to on there. So yeah, so if anybody does want to get in touch, you can call us. The office number here is 0845 251 9003, and you can if you want any information about anything we've talked about here or anything like that, then give us a call. Or you can email us if you email media@bdadyslexia.org.uk with any questions, or if you have got something you want to share with us so we can talk about in the next podcast. But yeah, so that's the podcast for today. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. Take care, everyone.
Bye.